Democrats to overhaul messaging tactics after harping on democracy, abortion. By Wendell Hasebo on January 13, 2025. The Democrat Party appears bent on kneecapping President-elect Donald Trump's presidency by retaking the House in 2026. Democrats apparently believe the best way to combat Trump's America First agenda is to make sizable investments in economic messaging. House Majority Forward, a leading Democrat PAC, will launch a $10 million economic accountability campaign to blame President Joe Biden's soaring inflation on Republicans, Axios reported Monday. The plan is a major shift in tactics. During the past two cycles, Democrats campaigned on democracy and abortion. But after Republicans took control of the House, Senate, and White House, Democrats appear to be reorienting themselves to address inflation, an issue the Democrat Party not only neglected in 2024 but fueled with costly policies. Axios reported the shift. The campaign will include TV and digital ads to hold Republicans accountable for refusing to lower costs, according to a press release first shared with Axios. It will also involve research and polling to develop a deeper understanding of how Republican policies are hurting American wallets. HMF President Mike Smith said, "Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans have only just been sworn in, but they're already breaking their promises by failing to lower costs. It's time to stop playing games and start working for the American people." The investment suggests Democrats are beginning to come to a consensus about why they lost ground in 2024. Some of the theories include placing blame on inflation and suggesting Black and Hispanic voters voted for Trump because they are misogynists. According to research by the far-left group Navigator Research, the Democrat Party lost the presidential election because its leaders were too focused on diversity and elitism. Participants characterize the Democrat Party as pushing ideas that are often very different from what the average Democratic voter is, and elitist snobs who are obsessed with appealing to these very far-left social progressivism. Fresh off the election loss, Pod Save America podcast co-host Jon Favreau, who worked in the Obama administration, appeared to blame inflation, a theory supported by Barack Obama. "We don't know exactly what the explanation is, but a lot of it is pointing to, you have an unpopular president because of inflation and she couldn't overcome it." Favreau did not fault the administration's policies that facilitated inflation. Costs increased about 20% on average across the board after the Biden-Harris administration took power. Harris was a deciding vote in the Senate on a spending measure that fueled inflation. John Lovett, a co-host with Favreau, agreed and said Trump's landslide win had little to do with Trump, a claim not supported by down-ballot Democrat victories over Republicans. "This looks much less like for Trump than a vote against people's frustrations with the current administration and current economic conditions, than it does of any kind of embrace of Trump as a more Trump remaking America, or any grand and sweeping conclusions that some would like to draw," he said. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.